Hey VoiceTubers, it's me Celeste and welcome to our last episode of Ming and May's story and our pronunciation challenge, of course. So Ming and May decided to travel around Taiwan. Although Ming was a little reluctant because, first of all, he's still in shock talking to a polar bear. Or was it a Formosan black bear in the end? And by this point, you guys might have guessed it. Ming's a total nerd. He's not an outdoor person, especially when it's starting to get super hot and humid at this time of the year, but he knew he needed to win May's heart by traveling with her. So their journey began. They were on a pretty tight budget, so instead of taking trains and buses, they tried hitchhiking. They also went couch surfing instead of staying in hotels. This was all new to Ming, and after a few weeks, he sort of fell in love again with this beautiful land. He went to places he never thought he'd go to. He met people and made new friends along the trip. What's amazing is, wherever they went, Ming and May always see people talking into their phones. At first, they thought these people were simply addicted to Line and Messenger. But hey, these people are actually recording themselves for VoiceTube's pronunciation challenge. Okay, I'm sorry. That was a lame product placement. Let's just forget that. Okay, so anyways, Ming and May realized the beauty of Taiwan, but apart from that, they also noticed that climate change is making its impact on our homeland and our planet. Thank you for taking me on these amazing adventures, Ming told May. If it weren't for you, I'd still be in my bedroom with the air conditioning on and not realizing how this world has changed. Ming slowly held May's hand and said, I know we've only known each other for no more than a month, but all this time I know you are someone special. I liked you when I first saw you, but now I think I'm in love with you. May giggled playfully. Hey, what's so funny? I'm serious, said Ming. Of course you should be in love with me, said May. Before Ming could ask more questions, May said, I'm your daughter from the future. I'm here to warn you that if you guys don't take global warming seriously, I'll die really soon. Oh, and if you don't step out of your bedroom, don't even think about having a cute daughter like me, okay? So, the end. Turns out May was Ming's daughter. Did you guys guess that? Okay, so since we're talking about traveling, today's video is about a person who made six figures through traveling and working as a traveler. But before we check out the video, let's take a look at our sentence. So here it goes. But I'm here to find out how this guy escaped a traditional job, get paid six figures, travel, and inspire millions in the process. Okay, one more time. But I'm here to find out how this guy escaped a traditional job to get paid six figures, travel, and inspire millions in the process. 好，今天这个句子会怎么断句呢？因为它的开头是 but， 那 but 的后面我会稍微停顿一下下，那之后再接 I'm here to find out， 后面休息停顿一下 ，how this guy escaped a traditional job。后面再停顿一下 ，to get paid six figures， 逗号后面停顿一下 ，travel 后面停顿一下 ，and inspire millions in the process。所以今天的断句就是，这个人他做的每一件事情后面都可以停顿一下下，像是this guy escaped a traditional job， 后面停顿一下 ，to get paid six figures， 后面也停顿一下下 ，travel， 后面停顿一下下 ，and inspire millions in the process。所以他总共做了这四件事情，那每一件事情后面都停顿一下，这就是我断句的逻辑啦。OK， 好，那我们接下来看发音的部分。首先第一个字 but， 它的 t 后面可以弱化 but， 然后接下来 I'm here to find out， 这边的 to 我会念成 t， 就是这样子简单带过 I'm here to find out， 然后 how this guy escaped， sky escaped 要连音，然后接着后面的也可以连音，所以就是 how the sky escaped a traditional job 这样子。然后下一段 to get paid six figures， 这边的 to get 我的 to 也会发成 to get， OK。然后接下来的 travel and inspire millions in the process。这边的 and 我会把它念得很完整，因为它这里有点像是在强调说，除了赚六位数啊，一边旅游啊之外，它还启发了数百万人，所以这边的 and 有点像是还的意思。好，那后面的 millions in the process， millions in 也可以连音连在一起，然后最后一个字是 process， OK。好，那我在这边补充一下，就是 get paid six figures， 如果翻成中文的话也是一样嘛，赚进六位数。那我们还可以怎么说呢？我们还可以说 make six figures， 或者是 earn six figures， 那就是跟赚进是一样的意思，可以用 make 或者是 earn。那如果你要说你的薪水是六位数字的话，就可以说 a six figure salary。For example，Harvey is a successful attorney who makes over six figures every month. Harvey 是个成功的律师，他每个月都净赚六位数。好，这个句子很显然就是来自于《无照律师 Suits》。大家如果有看过的话，应该就会非常有共鸣。那我相信 Harvey 应该不只赚了六位数，应该有七位或八位数了吧。OK， 好，那我们现在就来看 vocabulary 的部分。首先第一个单字是 escape 就是逃脱或者是逃离的意思。 For example, This has been an exhausting week. I need a vacation to temporarily escape from reality. 这真是累死人的一周了，我需要度假好让我暂时逃离现实。我现在也好想度假哦，明明就是个大学生很幸福，有什么好逃避的。OK， 好，那我们接下来看第二个单字，就是 traditional 就是传统的意思。 For example, Growing up in a traditional family, James is always seeking adventure and excitement. I guess that's just his way of being rebellious. James 从小就在传统的家庭中长大，他总是在追求冒险与刺激，我想这就是他叛逆的方式，所以 rebellious 就是叛逆的。 OK， 然后 seeking adventure 就是追求冒险，就是 seeking 后面直接加上那个名词就可以了。好，那我们接下来看第三个单字，就是 inspire 是激励鼓舞的意思，那它另一个意思就是赋予灵感。 For example, All of her songs were inspired by her previous relationships. 她的所有歌曲灵感都来自于她的前几段感情或者是恋情。好，这句 example sentence 很显然就是在讲 Taylor Swift。 OK， 我以前很常听她的歌，然后应该大家都知道嘛，他很多歌都是来自于他的前几段感情啊，然后再讲他的前几任。好，那 inspire 它的名词是 inspiration 就是灵感。 OK， 那我们接下来看今天的最后一个单字，就是 process 它可以是过程，也就是 progress，或者是步骤也可以是 process。 For example, Don't worry about failing. What's important is the process. 不要担心你会失败，重要的是过程。好，我相信大家应该都很常听到这句话，就说结果不重要，重要的是过程。好，其实结果也很重要啦，可是过程呢也一样重要。 OK，所以呢相信大家在练英文 pronunciation challenge 的时候也很享受这个过程。 So thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys like our series. 希望你们喜欢我们为你们准备的这个小故事。 And don't forget to leave comments and make a recording for today's pronunciation challenge. 那未来呢，我们还会提供类似的 series 让你们听，然后希望你们可以 可以持续关注这个 pronunciation challenge 它开头的小故事咯。So I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.